We are the Trade Association for Equipment Manufacturers, and we basically represent manufacturers on agriculture, and we also work in the construction, forestry, mining, utility area. So really our role as a trade association is to represent, you know, our members and to provide services to those members as they are needed throughout the years, and they evolve over time.
Now, you kind of got into the ag. You were doing construction first and then moved into the ag side, correct?
Well, there was actually a merger of two associations. There used to be EMI, which was the Agricultural Association, and that was located in Chicago, and then it was merged with the Construction Association, which was formerly called SEMA. Those two associations combined back in 2001 and really formed AEM. But both associations have a long history in supporting those two industries.
And you have a lot of companies that are in both lines anyway, don't you?
We do. We have, you know, of our membership is about 865 members, and we do have good representation of many of the common names that you would hear of equipment manufacturers on agriculture, whether it's John Deere or AGCO or Case or New Holland, Krona, Krauss, you know, those types of names. Then on the construction side, certainly Volvo and Caterpillar, and, you know, common names that people would be very familiar with and work in those industries.
So what are your main focuses?
Well, a couple different things we do. We have some core services that we work on. One of them is public policy. We, in addition to our office in Milwaukee, we also have an office in Washington, D.C. And it seems like there's always a lot of things going on. Certainly we have a farm bill coming up that we're working very actively on to make sure that we are represented appropriately with the activities around the farm bill. And there's certainly a lot of work on that, and people with the budget situation as it is, looking for ways to save money in that area. So that's one of the areas that we're working on. Another one that we've been very active with in the public policy area is this coalition that we've joined to basically save our GPS. And there's an organization that is looking to put broadband, which is a good thing, in rural America. But unfortunately, right now, as it's designed today, it would disrupt the GPS signal. So from both agriculture and construction, it's certainly an issue that we're very concerned with until such time as they would make the technology such that it wouldn't disrupt the GPS signal. So we work very hard in getting the word out on how important, obviously, GPS is to our marketplace. And then, you know, it's not just ours, it's also aircraft and making sure that they land at the right places. But that's been an issue that we've been working on. So as issues come up from a public policy perspective, we're very actively engaged in making sure that our industries are properly represented. We also work in statistics, and basically what that means, our member companies report into us retail sales of their product categories. We put them into categories and then send them back out to the members. But you may have seen some of our statistics. Whenever they quote the number of combines or number of tractors that have been sold each month, those are statistics that AEM works on.
And this is something that was kind of interesting in the PowerPoint, is you guys really do have...
done by committee, and we have a board that directs us in terms of whether it's statistics or public policy. It also directed us to launch our agricultural show, Ag Connect, a couple of years ago, looking for a different business environment on the agricultural trade show front. So they're really the people that drive us to provide the services that we are offering.
Talk about Ag Connect Expo. This is quite a unique show.
Yeah, it really is. It was a show that had been talked about, quite frankly. If you look back in the minutes of not only AEM, but EMI before the merger, having a trade show was something that was talked about for a long time. Some of our members said, you know, we need something that is strictly a business environment and make sure that we have the right people that producers and farmers want to talk to. So not just sales and marketing folks would be at the exhibits, but also the people, the product managers, the CEOs of our companies are also in attendance at those meetings, at those trade shows, and those are people that people want to talk to, the people that make the decisions and influence what's going on with the products. And, you know, a lot of the good ideas come right for the people that are using the products, so they want to be able to talk to the people that are at the trade show. And so we've made a commitment that this is a real business environment, that we're trying to do a very high-scale business environment. And so we've been pretty successful in terms of saying, you know, this is a very different opportunity, and we also have education that is part of the trade show. A lot of educational events that are there, plus A lot of people are starting to hold their annual events and meetings at Ag Connect as well. So you'll see it as, you know, certainly the equipment is there and the latest innovations that are there. People are kind of using it as a showcase event for the latest innovations that are there. And then also, you know, taking advantage of those educational opportunities and, of course, networking opportunities that are there as well.
So what's the ultimate goal for the Ag Connect Expo?
Well, I think what we want to do is to further expand this trade show and to make it kind of the next generation of trade show, if you will, where it is truly a sharing and transferring of current information, current issues, discussions of current issues that are there, and also obviously the unveiling of the product innovations that are there, and also have it in a worldwide context. And we have purposely slotted Ag Connect in as one of the major shows on an every other year basis, and that's we've done that. There's a very large show that we have a partnership with in Germany called Agrotechnica, probably the largest indoor show in the world of equipment manufacturers. And so we wanted to make sure that people in Europe go to that show and then on the off years come to the Ag Connect show. So it's also a worldwide event. Our last show that we had in Atlanta, we had 62 countries that were represented, and also every state in the United States, as well as the 9 provinces in Canada, were all represented. So we have people coming from all over as truly the gathering place for agriculture.
Now, the next one is coming up in Kansas City this year.
Yeah, it is coming up January of 2013, and it's January 29th through the 31st. So we have moved into the Midwest, so we wanted to make sure that there was exposure to the show, and people that wanted to get to it and did not want to necessarily jump on an airplane and come to the show, but they had an opportunity to come to the show and have a little more drive-in traffic. But the Kansas City location, I used to live there, and it's got a great deal to offer from a city perspective, and it also certainly is centrally located in kind of the heartland of agriculture. So we're looking forward to it. It's been well received. We're over 85% sold out already in exhibit space, so we know we're probably going to outgrow that facility right away. So it'll be a one-time stop in Kansas City, but we're looking forward to being there. I think it'll be a great venue.
And you're talking Bartle Hall. I mean, this is a pretty good-sized facility here.
Yeah, we are talking Bartle Hall right downtown. And so, yeah, it is a very, very big facility. And so we're a little worried about being big enough, but certainly it's a big facility.
Getting back to the GPS situation, and of course, Light Squared is presented what they say is a fix for what people are concerned about. What's the latest status on the whole thing?
Well, the latest is that FCC, Lightscore hasn't yet proven that the filter that they were proposing to put on the equipment to block out the signals that would basically interfere with GPS signals, hasn't proved to be totally successful yet. And as a result of that, it's been put on hold here for a while until such time as they certainly can prove the technological solution to that. And until such time they do that, I think that we're a little bit of a holding pattern, and certainly hope that there would be something that would work and not interfere with GPS. But right now, it's in their hands in terms of being able to do something that works in unison with all the other markets that are out there and sectors that are using GPS signal quite successfully, and quite frankly have put in a lot of research and development from which to be able to do that. So there's a lot of eyes on it, and again, what they're trying to do in building 40,000 ground stations in the United States from which to transmit these signals and provide broadband to rural America is a really good thing, and hopefully there'll be a technological solution that'll come up and allow something to happen that'll be beneficial for everybody.
What's the solution? A different frequency for Light Squared?
Well, I don't know. I guess that's for the experts to really determine on what the best approach is going to be. But certainly they tried to put filters on and see if that wouldn't filter out the signal. But the signal is so strong that they're using as part of the issue. So it's just a matter of, I think it's up to the engineers to figure out if they can make better filters or what they're going to do. I don't know what the solution will be, but I know they're certainly continue to be actively working on it and hopefully come up with something.
You had mentioned the 2012 Farm Bill. What are your main concerns? What are your main issues, the main things you're going to be working on going into that legislation?
Well, I think that they're looking at from a direct payment perspective, a lot of people said direct payments are probably off the table already. And so, crop insurance is another thing that is in the farm bill. And so we want to make sure that, the safety net and crop insurance piece of that is maintained. Very important, obviously, from the farmer's perspective. So that's one of the things we want to make sure that the safety net and some of those things associated with crop insurance and some of those other areas are maintained so that there's some of the volatility and, in agriculture, we have to deal with weather a lot, and so we have some sort of security there. The only other thing that I would mention from our members' perspective, we do a lot of work and a lot of survey work for the members, and actually do a lot of economic trends analysis and a lot of information that is available from a public perspective. So I would certainly encourage people, invite people to look at the AEM website, AEM.org, and look at market intelligence and look for information that might pertain to what they're doing, and see trends, economic trends that are taking place in the world of agriculture and quite frankly, all the sectors that we work in.
Now, if people would like more information about the association or to maybe get involved, how do they go about it?
All they would need to do is basically the easiest way is to go to the website, AEM.org, and it's pretty easy website to navigate, and if they're looking for more information, there's a place they can click on there and ask for more information, and then somebody will be calling them and following up with them.